Now we're going to keep our racing talk, but it's a different form of racing. It's no longer the guys in the engines. It's the guys in the two-wheelers. It is Paul Murphy's joining us right now. He's the organizer for the Janesville Town Square Grand Prix, a downtown bicycle race scheduled this year for Tuesday, June 25th. This is the second Grand Prix. Last year was the inaugural event. They had 489 cyclists competing and tons of people in the downtown streets of Janesville. And it's back again for year two. So first of all, welcome, Paul.
Hey, thanks, Randy. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate getting back to you guys.
Tell me a little bit right off the bat, looking back at last year's event, now that it was passed, how did it compare to your expectations, both in participation and in spectators?
It exceeded it because the thing about it, especially from the spectator standpoint, is that people weren't familiar with Criterium bicycle racing in downtown Janesville. Criterium is closed course racing, so we didn't know what to expect. And we got the people, the spectators, and Mother Nature played a big role. We had to shut the course down once so that people could take cover. But what was so interesting is we had a free event. We had thunderstorms. People had to leave the course, and they came back and watched. I sat on stage, and I told people, I said, you know, I've been to professional sporting events where I've spent $50 for a ticket, $25 for parking, and it's halftime, and I say, I'm not sitting through this stuff and leave, but people came back. So the enthusiasm of the community was just unbelievable, and we got real positive feedback on social media from the racers who attended about how well organized it was, how the people treated them, how when they were out warming up away from the racetrack, how the people in the community asked how they were doing and talked with them. And it was just a great Midwest atmosphere that people from 10 countries and 36 states experienced. So I guess it was just one of those things that It really hooked a lot of people.
It resonated with the community, and they obviously took pride in, and of course, you're bringing it back again, even bigger and better. For those that don't know how these races work, could you explain what the race is, how who competes in it, the distances they race, and the routes and things like that?
Yeah, what it is that this is sanctioned by the USA Cycling, and the Tour of America's Dairyland is an 11-day series, and it's primarily over in the Milwaukee area, and we are race number 6. Racing starts on Thursday, June 20th, and will end on Sunday, June 30th, over in Wauwatosa. But anyways, each day there's about 9 different races, and races are set up by category, and both male and female. And the category races, they call them CAT. 5 is the lowest, and then the Pro 1-2 is the highest. And basically, they're ranked on their positions that they've finished in. Similar to NASCAR, where you have your time trials and the fastest rider. Well, over time, the faster you get, you move up in categories. So starting at 10:45 on Tuesday, June 25th, the Category 4 and 5 racers will race, and they do a 40-minute race. And then it builds up to the Category 3 and 4, where they have a 50-minute race. There's Masters Racing, 40-plus, and they have a 60-minute race. And then the Pro Women, they race at a 60-minute race at 4:45 in the afternoon. And then the Pro Men is the nightcap, and they do a 90-minute race. And it's a closed-course criterium, so they're going by laps. And this year, you know, last year weather threw us a curveball. This year, the main bridge in downtown Janesville, the Milwaukee Street Bridge, is shut off.
I saw that,
because
yes,
they're reconstructing it. And that was our front straightaway last year, so we had to get creative with the promoters this year, and we have what we call a dog bone course. And so we start on one side of the river, and we go over to the other side of the river, but then we return on the same bridge, West Court Street. So the whole length of West Court Street, we have concrete jersey barriers separating so we can have two-way traffic. Mm-hmm. And so the racers will do what they call a dog bone, and they will just go within that closed lap, and it's basically based on time. Whoever is in the lead lap at the end of that time frame will be the winner. And the exciting thing was last year, this is that Janesville offered, before the race a week or so, we said, yeah, we'll guarantee $15,000 in prize money to the racers. Mm-hmm. And race day came, and we gave out $17,000 in prize money. The women's pro, they had $6,000 and some dollars. The men's pro had $6,000 and some, and then the other races. So it was all divided equally. And this year we can assure them that we're going to be giving away $20,000 in prize money, and it's done through Preams. And Preams are it's spelled Primes, but it's pronounced Preams from the French. But it's Prime the Pump, and you might have the $1,000 fan radio fast lap. And so somebody who doesn't have a snowball's chance of winning the race, but they go all out for that one lap,
sure,
and they could take home $1,000. And the guy that won the men's pro last year, he won the race and he won the fast lap, and he got $3,500 in that one race for 90 minutes. And he said that's the most he's ever won in bicycle racing. So what we try to do is create the atmosphere for the racers through giving away big money for them, sure, and also enhancing their experience. But then for the fans, we listened to the spectators last year, and one of the things that they had said is that, geez, we wish we had some great seats over on that part of the course, but we didn't know why they were doing what they were doing. So what we did this year is, thanks to Culver's, our course audio sponsor, what we've done is we've got with an audio company, we're going to have 8 speakers throughout the 0.96-mile course, where wherever you're at on the course, you're going to be able to know what the announcers are saying,
sure,
at the main stage over on Parker Drive. So just those things like that to enhance the spectators' experience and get more people enthused about the race.
Getting back to what you talking about with the dog one, I know what you mean, because I saw a visual of the race course. And from above,
yeah,
it looks, mm-hmm, like a bowman, because you got a circle and then a straight line and then,
yep,
a circle and back in a straight line. And you mentioned in that straight line area, you're going to have to kind of cordon it off so it's, two-way traffic. Is that going to tighten up the track? Does that make for more difficult for the racers and potential crashes and stuff because it's a tighter race? Or have you widened that area so it's not so bad?
Well, it's pretty it's pretty good on the straightaways. What it'll be is how they're fighting on those straightaways to get when they get to those corners.
Okay.
And how they take those corners. And so it is wide enough. I want to think that you're going to be able to see 3 or 4 wide racing on either lane of the Court Street Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be the tight one. But when they get to the corners, that's where the racers will probably take their advantage, because once they get to those corners, they're nice and wide open. And matter of fact, one of the promoters who set this course up, he says, if I'm a betting man, take the when they're on Main Street going across that crosswalk down there, take the number 2 man. I just feel that the number 2 man, who's ever the number 2 there, is going to be able to take the lead by the time they get to the finish line. So I'm going to watch that. But the racers like the technical part. Some of the courses that they'll be racing in on the other 10 days are just kind of a square or a rectangle.
Mm-hmm.
This gives them a little challenge, and
sure,
they like that. And it's kind of funny is that certain racers, just like in NASCAR, where, you know, people do real well on the short track down in Bristol and do well in Fontana on the other course. But this here is the same way. Certain racers will love this because this is their technical track, and others will just hate it because maybe it's got one too many turns or whatever. So it'll be a challenge for the racers.
So, again, where can people find out more information? Again, this is a free event to come watch. Where can people find more information about it?
Well, you can go to JanesvilleGrandPrix.com, and that's GRANPRIX.com. And then also on Facebook, the Janesville Town Square Grand Prix. And we got some great social media on Facebook and then also the webpage. And if you're interested in the whole series, you can go to tourofamericasdairyland.com.
Okay. All right. The race again is Tuesday, June 25th in Janesville, Wisconsin. It's the Janesville Town Square Grand Prix, the second annual Janesville Town Square Grand Prix. Paul Murphy, the organizer, thank you so much, Paul, for your time. We appreciate it. And we look forward to another successful event this coming June 25th.
Hey, great, Randy. And I hope all your listeners in your area, some of them get a chance to come up and just see how exciting and the adrenaline rush that bicycle racing can be as a sport.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you much, Paul. Appreciate it.
You bet. Talk to you later.